This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, entitled The Merchant of Mayberry, it aired back on March 5, 1962. We have an interesting situation here where a gentleman by the name of Bert Miller, a salesman, if you can call him that, comes through Mayberry. And the reason I say that, if you remember this episode, Bert Miller is not too much of a salesman. He actually tries to talk most of the customers out of buying anything from him. He would hate to be pushy, as he says it. But this is a real funny episode, especially as it relates to picking on Ben Weaver. But let's start at the beginning where you see Aunt B and Andy walking up the street, and Barnes asleep out on a bench in front of one of the stores. And so Andy decides to play a prank on Barney, and he borrows Aunt B's lipstick and marks up Barney's lips. And then a gentleman drives up to with the truck and parks too close to the hydrant. So Andy asks Barney to tell him that his truck's too close to the hydrant. And when he does, Joe sees it. And, of course, Barney doesn't know he's got lipstick all over him. And so Joe goes to move his truck and then blows Barney a kiss, which Barney just doesn't understand why he's getting a kiss blown at him until Andy has him look at himself and he sees he's got lipstick all over him. And then, you know, Barney has one of those funny lines that you hear him say from time to time, like, why don't we go to the rest home and wax the steps? And so, again, I love to watch Andy pick on Barney, and this is one of the first things that happens in this episode. And it was after this point is where Bert Miller comes into the picture. And, again, he's a salesman, but if you listen to the conversation, Andy and Barney are trying to find out what he sells, and he this and that, one thing or another, wouldn't be specific about it because he didn't want to push his, you know, his the things he's selling on to Andy and Barney. But make a long story short, Andy, Barney, and Aunt B all purchase things from him. And Andy gets some razor blades. Barney gets some size 11 socks, although Barney only wears size 10 and a half. And Aunt B gets a few items and has Andy pay for it. And while all this is going on, Ben Weaver. Now, if you notice, there's a couple of different Ben Weavers throughout the Andy Griffith Show. I like this Ben Weaver because I think he looks the part of the old mean Ben Weaver. And he also appears on the Christmas Story episode. You may have also noticed the gentleman that drove up in the truck and parked too close to the fire hydrant called Joe in this episode. He appears in several different episodes and in various roles. So anyway, Ben Weaver comes up and he gets mad because Bert Miller's out making sales. And so he threatens Andy, says he doesn't have a license to do that. And so after Ben walks away, Andy decides, let's have a little bit of fun and let's pick on Ben Weaver. So what they do is they get a stand, build a little stand, and put an umbrella on it so that he has a roof over his head. And they know this is going to upset Ben Weaver. So the next scene, you see Andy and Barney in the courthouse, and Barney warns Andy that Ben Weaver's on his way. And so Andy and Barney sit down and sing the Crawdad song. And that's one of my favorite songs. I love to hear Andy sing. And then as Ben's coming in the room, they sing Spread a Little Sunshine. And, and of course, Ben Weaver's upset because now that Bert Miller's out there with a different type structure, he's even madder. And again, he's threatening Andy, you know, about allowing him to sell out there. Says he doesn't have a, says the, Ben Weaver says Bert Miller doesn't have a proper structure. So after Ben Weaver makes his threats and leaves, Andy and Barney start laughing, say, we're gonna really fix him this time. So they go out and build a nice big structure. And after they do this, you know, business is booming. And you see the little sales pitch or non-sales pitch that Bert Miller uses. Other customers come by. So again, I think there's no way you can call Bert Miller at all a pushy salesman. So again, you'll also see in this episode, an actress by the name of Mary Lansing. And this is the first time she appears. She appears as Miss Mason. Now, later she appears as Mrs. Rodenbach and Mrs. Emmett Martha Clark. And you probably would best remember her if you watched Mayberry RFD, where she played Martha Clark, Emmett Clark, the Fix-It Man's wife. So, again, this is her first appearance in this episode. But anyway, in a later scene, Opie comes in and he's got a mouthful of gum, and Andy's trying to talk with him, and Opie's got so much gum in his mouth Andy can't understand what he's saying. But after talking with Opie a little bit, he realizes that Weaver's giving out all kinds of items, particularly to kids, and then he's selling a lot of his items at very cheap prices. And Andy asks Opie if there's anybody at Bert Miller's stand, and Andy goes out and looks, and Bert's pretty much out there by himself. And so Andy goes over and decides he's going to tell Bert that, he says, Bert, you're being squeezed out of business by Ben Weaver. And then Andy feels bad about what's happened because he started all this as a joke to try to aggravate and irritate Ben Weaver, but now he sees where Bert could be hurt from this because, you know, again, he has no business. And so he apologizes to Bert for trying to, you know, utilizing him in the middle of this little scheme that he's having to hurt Ben Weaver. And, you know, Bert's, oh, yeah, he's fine with it and everything. And but Andy's feeling bad about it. And so they try to help Bert Weaver get rid of his things by renting a truck, a Jim Stevens truck. Now, what we didn't know until this time is Jim Stevens owns stores outside of Mayberry. And so Ben walks up and he sees this Stevens truck out there, and he mistakenly thinks that Andy and Barney are unloading items for Ben Weaver to sell, but what they're really doing is taking his stuff and putting it in the truck. And so Ben's mad, and he's yelling that you know, you can't let another business come into Mayberry. And so what I love about this, and again, this shows the caring and the trouble that Andy will go to try to help somebody. You know, he lets Andy and Barney eventually let Ben Weaver believe that Stevens is setting up Bert Miller. And so what happens is Andy's able to negotiate for Bert Miller a job in Weaver's department store, which of course would help Bert Miller, who's tired of carrying his suitcase around, ringing doorbells, and suffering from bursitis in his shoulder, as he mentions at the beginning of the episode. So, you know, I love to see Andy's going back and forth talking to Bert, and he talks to Ben until he negotiates a deal from Ben Weaver to hiring. And I love the what I call the two endings to this episode. Barney says to Ben Weaver in this next to last scene, he says, "Well, Ben, you should be happy. You're getting the best salesman in Mayberry." And Ben says, "No, I'm not. I'm getting the second best." And Barney's like, "Huh?" He says, "Who's the first?" And Ben says, "Well, you ought to know. You're working for him." And, of course, he's working for Andy, who just negotiated the deal for Ben Weaver. I just love that ending. But I think the next scene is just absolutely great. So you see Ben Weaver coming into the courthouse, and Andy's in there sweeping around, and Ben's talking about how he wanted to make sure that lot was clean. He didn't want to have another business come in. And then Andy tells him, "Well, I'm sorry, Ben. We've got another merchant over there, another businessman started up." And here you see Ben Weaver getting mad again. Again, Ben just doesn't want any competition for his store. And he's basically, I don't know if you'd call it screaming, but he's really agitated the whole time as they leave the courthouse and walking down the lot to see who the businessman is. And finally, when they get there, Andy points to the businessman, and it's Opie at a lemonade stand. And I just think it's great to see the look on Ben Weaver's face when he realizes it's Opie and realizes that he's been had. But again, there's a couple of things that happen in this episode. Again, the caring is a common issue that we see throughout the Andy Griffith Show. Andy and Barney care about Bert and have fun with him, and they also care about Ben Weaver, although they like to pick on him because of Ben Weaver's nature. But even at the end, you see that Ben Weaver and Andy are friends, even after all of the picking that Andy's done on him, and Ben Weaver knows he's been had when he sees Opie as the businessman on the empty lot. Now, I just think that shows the nature of the relationship that the Andy Griffith Show tried to show between its characters. Now, you may recognize, if not by face, the voice of the gentleman who played Bert Miller. Well, that's a comic actor by the name of Sterling Holloway. He was Waldo Benny on a season, five seasons on The Life of Riley, an older television series. And, you know, he's done a lot of television. He actually co-starred in a movie with Clint Howard, Ron Howard's brother, called The Baileys of Balboa. But where you might know him the most is he has a very, very familiar voice. And he's done numerous commercials, but probably the most recognizable voice of Winnie the Pooh. So again, you know, go back and watch some of the old Winnie the Pooh things and see if you can recognize Sterling Holloway's voice. So again, another good episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and it's time for the trivia question. And this could be tough for some of you that don't own the DVD set of the Andy Griffith Show, because again, a lot of times the television programs come out and they cut off the very ending of the Andy Griffith Show, and this is where I'm taking the trivia question for this particular episode. I mentioned that Opie at the very last scene is selling lemonade. The trivia question is, how much was Opie charging for a large lemonade? Again, the trivia question is, how much was Opie charging for a large lemonade? If you think you know the answer to that trivia question, you're welcome to email me at burkeonmayberry.com. Excuse me, it's burke@mayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at mayberry.com. Again, that's burke@mayberry.com. And if you send me your answer to the trivia question, I'll let you know if you got it right or wrong. If you'd rather just check it yourself, you can go to my website, which is burkeonmayberry.com. And there you'll find the episode, and in parentheses beside the episode named The Merchant of Mayberry, you'll find the answer to the trivia question. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@mayberry.com. I really appreciate you listening, and I appreciate those of you who are enjoying these episodes. I spoke with someone today and locally who had been listening to the Burke on Mayberry podcast, and it just makes me feel real good to know there's people out there enjoying listening to my renditions about the Andy Griffith Show. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.